This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Malachi chapter 1, we've discovered what we should appreciate and what we should avoid in our relationship with God. Now let's consider what we should appropriate. In verse 6, it is clearly implied that since a son honors his father and a servant his master, believers should honor their heavenly father and respect him as their master. How do you do this? By making sure that everything in and about your walk, work, and worship is authentic. Don't try playing games with God. Don't dumb down or cheapen your relationship with God. Your life might be the only source people around you have for discovering God. Malachi writes in verse 14, "Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. The world is watching and listening to you. Your actions speak volumes about your relationship with God. Your words are compared to your profession of faith and commitment." That's why James 3, 9 through 10 explains, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be." Clearly, Malachi is saying, what we should be appropriating from his book is this: honor your heavenly father, respect your spiritual master, and reverence the great king, the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai. The world will take note, and some will follow.